Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah. All right. On in, kick back, relax, grab yourself a cool one. All right, gentlemen, how's everybody doing? Ladies and gents, I know there's a couple of y'all out there. Yeah. Well, we got the weekend fast approaching. I hope you've had a good week so far. I hope you got some kind of plans for the weekend, and maybe not. Maybe you're just going to kick back and relax and grab yourself a couple of cool ones. But if you do, I hope you got plans with you, with your friends, your family, your family. If I can speak, it's early morning, people. Your family, your friends, your loved ones. Or maybe you just got something to do on your own. Maybe you need some alone time. Maybe you're going to go off and just chill on your own. Do your own thing. And of course, that's what this podcast is all about. You know, it's not... it's about empowering men to do their own thing. To go their own way. Make their own decisions. Right? Live under your terms. Making men great again. That's what we're trying to do, people. That's all. All right. I want to talk a little bit about confidence. I got a couple little points I'm going to hit, but I'm going to go straight to the top. And the biggest one of all is just what builds confidence, what is confidence, you know. The biggest one of all is just being yourself, being comfortable in your own skin, not pretending to be someone you're not. There's a lot of fakery out here today, especially going back to the last segment on the internets. Of people putting out this false image of themselves. You know, this a Facebook image where they're just posting good stuff, you know, things like that. Posting a false image of them that is really not true. Now, I'm not saying you need to post all your business online. We've already covered that. You don't want to do that. And that's part of being confident. You want to have some mystery about you. And we'll get to that. But you want to be comfortable in your own skin. Comfortable being you. Being yourself. Being who you genuinely are. That is what builds confidence, when you understand who you are, when you know what motivates you, when you know what your interests are, when you know your do's and don'ts, when you know your limitations, when you know those things. A lot of that kind of comes, you know, with time and age. But there are some people who early on, you know exactly what they want to do, know who they are, know what they want to be. You know, they and they do those things right off the rip. And then some, for, you know, that doesn't come until later on. You know, they find their way as they go. So they build that confidence. And, you know, building confidence comes with accomplishing things, getting things done. You know, if something is important to you, you'll make it happen. If it's not, you'll make excuses. So if it's important to you, you'll make stuff happen. And then when you make those things happen, you have a feeling of accomplishment, and that builds confidence in you. You know, like winning. You know, winning at a game, you know, whatever it may be. Winning a contest. You know, whether, whatever kind of contest. It could be a writing contest, a dancing contest, a singing contest. You know, when you win, you know, a football game, baseball game, as you win, you know you're getting better and you feel better, and it builds confidence. But they say winning cures all ills. You know, but it's all about confidence building. Being yourself, being who you are, and not changing, not rolling with the tide, or, you know, the political correctness of the day. Just being who you are, being genuinely who you are. Will help you to be confident, because you're not portraying some false image. That's a big one. You know, I've mentioned it before. I had a friend who was always, now he was always himself. I'm not saying that. He wasn't fake by any means. But he was, you know, always on the lookout, you know, for females, trying to bag a female. You know. And like I said, you know, I told him, hey man, just be yourself. Just go out, be yourself, be who you are, have a good time. People will see that, females will see that. They'll see, you know, hey, this guy's having a good time. He's, you know, when you're comfortable, when you're having a good time, you're comfortable in your own skin, you're being, you know, you're self-assured. They'll see that and they'll be attracted to that. You know what I'm saying? Being confident. You know, self-assurance. Being comfortable in who you are and what you are. You know, not having to be ashamed of anything. Don't let anybody shame you. You don't have to apologize or make excuses for anything. Nobody should be judging you. There ain't but one judge, and we all gonna meet him one day. We all gonna meet our maker one day. Anybody else, you know, that's on them. If they judging you, that says more about them than you. You know? You know what I'm saying? You get it. That says a whole lot more about them than you. And don't be afraid to be bold, to take risks. You know, if you are out, you know, and you kind of make eye contact with a female, and, you know, you look up, and every time you look up, she's looking at you. All right, well, that's the signal. Or, you know, there's a lot of signals they give off. You know, some of them are mixed signals. But I'm not one of these pickup artists, so, you know, maybe I'll get into that. Maybe I'll talk about that, but that's not really what we do here. But I might get into the signal thing. You know, being able to kind of read females. But, you know, if they're looking at you, or if they're playing with their hair, they got their head tilted looking at you, those are kind of some signals that kind of let you know, hey, you know, she's digging your vibe. you know, you putting out positive waves, you know, so don't be afraid to walk over there and, you know, chat her up, you know. You don't have to send her a drink necessarily, man. Why spend money on a drink when she might just tell you to, you know, kick rocks? You know, then you done wasted whatever, you know. Just go over there and chat her up. Don't be afraid. Introduce yourself, you know. You know, don't be afraid to make a bold move. You know, don't be afraid to take risks. Don't be afraid to take risks in life. Because if, what they say, no risk it, no biscuit, baby. Yeah. No risk it, no biscuit. Yeah, don't be afraid to, you know, to take a risk, to be bold. Now, on the other hand, there are times where you want to play hard to get. Now, once you kind of got them on the hook and you're reeling them in a little bit, you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to roll over, right? And scratch my belly type of thing. You want to be a little hard to get. You want to have a little mystery to you. You don't need to, you know, put all your cards on the table at one time, right? You want to deal those things out as they come along. You don't, you know, you don't need to dump on somebody, you know, because that's too much all at once. You know, being confident means, you know, like James Bond, you know what I'm saying? There's a little mystery. You know, nobody knows the history. Nobody knows he's a man, an international man of mystery. You know, be a James Bondish type, you know. You want to have a little mystery about you, you know. You don't want to be predictable and, you know, have, oh, yeah, you know, we know so-and-so. He's this, that, and the other. You know, you want to have a little mystery to you. Females dig that. They, you know, they like puzzles. You know, it's always the bad guys, you know, the mysterious, the dark, tall, the, you know, mysterious, you know, might be a little dangerous kind of, right? They just don't know, but they're attracted to that uncertainty. Have a little mystery about you, you know. You know. And when you're confident, you're able to, you know, kind of maintain that space. You know, maintain your space. She has her space, you got your space. You know, she's got her place, you got your place. You know, don't be afraid to maintain space. You know, don't be all up underneath her skirt all the time, constantly, you know, calling and texting and this, that, and the other, you know. Facebooking or Instagramming or what have you. Right? Maintain that space. That maintains that little bit of mystery. Right? Don't become familiar. Because once things get familiar, then they start to be taken for granted. See? Maintain that mystery. Play a little hard to get. Right? Be confident in who you are. Right? Don't be afraid to be, and when I was talking about bold earlier, don't be afraid to be spontaneous. You know, if you're confident, you don't always have to have a plan. Sometimes you just need a tank full of gas and an open road, right? Be confident. You can handle whatever's going to happen, right? You don't have to plan everything down to a T, every minute of the day. Unnecessary. If you're confident, you can wing it, take risks, right? Be, you know, don't be afraid, be bold, take risks, be spontaneous, right? Don't be afraid, be spontaneous. Women like spontaneity. They do dig that. Because if you just, you know, run at a mill, then you're old and boring and, you know. And some of them might be attracted to that in the beginning. You know, oh, he's solid. He's he's settled down. He's, you know, this is what I want. And in the end, they'll hate it all. Everything they liked about you in the beginning, they'll hate. You know, where you're just old and boring and this, that, and the other. Well, those are the things you liked. You liked, you know, that you're a mature man, that you're settled down. You know, you're confident in yourself. You know, you're established. In the beginning, that was attractive. And then, you know, once they take that for granted, then you're just a fuddy-duddy. So don't be afraid to be spontaneous and mix it up a little bit. You know, it shows confidence in yourself. You can just handle it as it goes. Don't be afraid to wing it. You can deal with whatever comes. Right? Easy peasy. And don't be afraid to, you know, when you're confident, don't be afraid, you know, touch, human touch. Now, I'm not talking about grabbing her ass or groping her boobs or nothing like that. I'm talking about touching her on the shoulder, touching her face, holding her hand, putting your hand on her back up high, not down low on her ass. You know, don't be a Cuomo. You know, don't be one of those clowns. You know, trying to grope these young ladies. I don't know what's wrong with people. Now, you know, once you're close and intimate, you know, then, you got permission to do that. But not until then, right? But don't, you know, that human touch, you know, shows confidence in you and you. You know, are not afraid to lead. You know, you take her by the hand and, you know, escort her here or there, or, you know, touch her. You know, don't be afraid to put your arm around her. You know, if you're walking along the street on the sidewalk, you know, make sure you're between her and the street. How about that? You know, doesn't that, you know, you're confident. I'm the man. You know, you put her on the safe side. And you put yourself on the outside near the street. So if anything happens, you're between her and, you know, anything that could necessarily happen. Right? That's kind of some old school stuff that I don't see hardly anymore. That's something, you know, that I always do. You know, being confident. Open the door. Now, that might get you in trouble with some females. They, you know... You know, the blue hair, pink hair, purple hair, green hair, polka dot, whatever. But for most ladies, they like that. I would say. I believe, you know, that shows, you know, a little manners on your part. Be confident in yourself, who you are, and what you're doing. And a way to build confidence is to learn and to accomplish. You know, don't be afraid to go to school and learn something new. Don't be afraid to take on a task and complete that task. Accomplish that task and then you feel good about it. Don't be afraid to try something new. Win or fail, you know, or succeed or fail, you learn something. And that'll build your confidence. Okay, I know this, that, or the other thing about myself. You know, I'm good at this, I'm bad at that. It'll build your confidence. You know your limitations. What is it? A good man always knows his limitations. Right? And that's a confidence builder. You know, things can be kind of sketchy if you don't know exactly who and what you're about. You know, when you have confidence, you know who and what you are about. You know yourself. And that's why I say don't be afraid to try new things. It's not like you got to stay in a rut. I'm not saying that. Don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to be spontaneous and do things. But like I said, if, you know, you always want to be in a state of learning building, moving forward, expanding yourself, learning about yourself, because that builds confidence all the time. You always want to be trying to build that confidence in yourself. We're all trying to get there, but none of us ever really arrive. You know, it's just, you know, I don't know that we ever finished crossed the finish line again early, if I can speak. I've had two cups of coffee. I don't know if we ever really win the race and cross the finish line. But what I can say is it's about the journey. It's not about whether you win or lose. It's about the journey. And taking the journey on your own terms, being confident in who you are, knowing what you're doing. And you don't always know what you're doing. But you're learning, right? And then the next time you will know. But, you know, knowing basically what the hell's going on around you and knowing yourself, you know, being confident in who and what you are will pay dividends all along the way. All along the way, you know, and those kind of men are generally more successful, the more confident, you know, the alpha male type, you know, men who and I'm not talking about being cocky or arrogant or being an asshole. I mean, you know, that's a whole different set of things now. I don't want you to misconstrue or mistake or misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not Yeah, that's not attractive at all. Being arrogant or cocky or whatever, that's not confidence at all. Actually, that's just being weak. You know, they say, well, it ain't bragging if you can do it. No, it's still bragging. It's still bragging, and actually shows weakness. Because when you're good, you don't have to brag. Other people would do that for you. You don't have to brag on yourself. You don't have to talk about yourself. You don't have to be arrogant and treat others disrespectfully because you think you're better than them. That's not confidence. That's actually weakness. Always be respectful to others. You know, whether you like them or dislike them. I mean, there are times where you're going to have to stand up for yourself and tell somebody what they need to know about themselves. Right? You know, we all have those moments. But that's when you're pushed into that corner and, you know, and that's the only place you left, you know, where to go. But, you know, 99.9, you know, we want to treat other people with respect. Be confident, right? That's why I say, you know, the shouting matches, you know, and stuff like that don't work. When you're confident, you don't need to do that. You don't need to shout. You can explain your point because you're sure of yourself. You know what you're saying. You know what you're talking about. You know, you don't have to shout it, right? That's confidence. You know, you know the facts. All right, I don't want to get off into the weeds, but you know, I hope you get the general gist of what I'm saying, gentlemen. I appreciate your time and your patience. Check out the social media sites: the Facebook, the Instagram, Twitter. Gab Locals Parlor. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so right there with the support button on the app that you're using. I appreciate each and every one of you. We're approaching, I don't know, I think 11K listens. So I appreciate that. It's all about you, gentlemen. I want you to have a great weekend. Be safe out there, okay? Take care of yourselves. I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah. This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.